welcome. This is the devotional on the Drivecast for today, November 27th, and we're going to be in James chapter 5, verse 16. I'm going to go ahead and read that. You can follow along with me on this. It says, "Therefore, confess your sins to one another and pray for one another that you may be healed." And here's what we're going to focus in. The prayer of a righteous person has great power as it is working. I don't know about you, on the surface, probably for the longest time, I read that verse and the focus immediately kind of went on myself. Like, oh, the prayer of a righteous person has great power. You know what I need to focus on? Being more righteous so that I can determine the outcome of my prayer, right? And which is dangerous. And it does sound dangerous on the surface that I am the one that dictates whether or not my prayers get answered. Like, because of my faith or my righteousness, God has to then, he's obligated then to answer my prayers, which is dangerous, but it's also unbiblical because, you know, you have this example in Mark chapter 9 where this man comes to Jesus, his son is convulsing, and he says, "Jesus, if you can, please heal him." And he goes, "If, like, you got doubt? Like, you don't know who I am?" And he goes, no, I do. I have faith. I know, but like, also help me with my unbelief. Help me with the parts of me that are weak. And Jesus heals his son. Like, he affirms that faith, you know, as incomplete and as imperfect as that guy was, Jesus affirmed that he had faith, and yet he didn't have enough, but he's still coming to Jesus, right? You know, in John chapter 14, verses 13 through 14, it says, "Whatever you ask," Jesus says this, "whatever you ask in my name, that will I do, so that the Father may be glorified in the Son. If you ask me anything in my name, I will do it." You know, the clincher is that we must ask according to his will and not our own. Jesus in the garden gives us that example. He's literally asking the Father that the cup of wrath be passed from him that he's about to experience on the cross. And he says, you know, if it's possible, God, you know, please let this cup pass from me. And then he ends, "But not my will be done, your will be done." And so I think, you know, these truths reframe that it's not about me or you and our righteousness at all. It's about praying the will of the Father to be done, which we can find all throughout Scripture. And then we have an example in that, in Jesus. And I think my mind's taken to this verse in Romans 8. And when I think about the prayer of a righteous man availeth much, as the Old King James Version says, and the prayer of a more righteous person would avail more, I think, right? Like, the more righteous you are, the more the prayer will avail. And we have a perfectly righteous man in Jesus Christ. And Romans 8 says, "Who shall bring a charge against God's elect?" It's Christ who died, who has risen, and who is seated at the right hand of the Father, who ever maketh intercession for us. He's praying for us. And he's perfectly righteous. And he has perfect knowledge. He's never going to be turned down. And so I think that's the most encouraging thing from this is, you know, it's not about me. It's about praying God's will. And that will avail much in my life, that God's will be done. But ultimately, it's about the perfect one with the perfect faith, with perfect righteousness, who's praying for us. And how much that will avail. That brings me just a lot of joy and comfort. So thank you for joining us for today's Drivecast. I hope that was encouraging for you. Talk with you next time. Thanks.